Are you ready to change gears a little bit for the second half, Mohammed?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I just introduce something really? It's not really on the agenda, and I just want to get you know, the young students there for a book which I just read last week. It's a historical document, and I love it very much, and I'm sure that university libraries have it, and I want to recommend it as a reading, not for this course, but for general reading, and I see if I can get it here on the
document.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hit the...
Push it. This is a historical book. It is written by Fidel Castro. It is called "The History Will Absolve Me." This is his self-defense when he was in prison by Batista. And it's just marvelous book to be read and to see how much courage this person is. And what he used his legal credential, because he's a lawyer. Unfortunately, Canada is in doesn't give Cuba the credit that it should actually get. The only thing that Canadians go there for the beautiful beaches, and I've been there for 1 week and visiting Havana. I was hoping actually to meet Fidel Castro, but. I couldn't. The channels was just not available at the same time I was there. But I think this is a book which is it must be read by all young university students. He was defending himself. He was 27 at the time. He was a young lawyer. He could have actually went out of law school to make a decent living in Cuba as a lawyer of that time. But he did not choose this route, and that's why I said I highly recommend it. You can actually finish it in about a day and a day and a half. It's easy reading. The English is not bad. This is a translation from the original Spanish.
Mohammed, I've got a response to that. I've got a picture I can put up on the document camera if we can go to my document camera over here. Here's Fidel Castro and Pierre Trudeau. I think back to the funeral, the very moving, touching funeral. Not only was Fidel Castro, you'll recall, present at the funeral, as many dignitaries were, Fidel Castro was sitting with the family. And I also noticed with the family, my friend Deborah Coyne and her girl, her little girl, who is Pierre Trudeau's little girl. They had a child 9 months after the political convention where Jean Chrétien was chosen as the leader of the Liberal Party in Calgary. So Deborah Coyne's little girl is also Pierre Trudeau's little girl. But the attachment between Pierre Trudeau and Fidel Castro that was reflected in that funeral, the fact that Castro was with the family, sitting in the family area, this goes back apparently to the fact that they had the same professor, a Jesuit teacher. Pierre Trudeau is a lawyer from Quebec, trained, educated by these elites, the Jesuit elites, and they had the same teacher. Pierre Trudeau and Fidel Castro apparently had the same professor. What could have Cuba been if Cuba had been allowed to express the full implications of the revolution, if it hadn't been subjected to all kinds of efforts to squeeze it economically, to blockade it, to how many assassination attempts has Fidel Castro lived through? In spite of that, Cuba has the highest rate of literacy in the Americas. I wouldn't be surprised if it's higher than Canada. The World Health Organization has acknowledged Fidel Castro, and recall that when Katrina hit New Orleans, Castro offered 1,000 doctors to the United States to address that. Not to say that the regime is without its dark side and its repressive side. That surely, too, is a factor that can't be ignored. Let me shift here. Before we take a break, I think there's a mood, especially now that we lost the electricity of the four-way connection and what was going on in Halifax. That's just a part of this technology. It can work and everything is going fine, and then suddenly you're faced with some kind of technical failure, and what do you do? But it's terrific to be with you tonight, Mohammed, and to share with you your reflections. Because after all, after the 9/11, the war on terror, there has been a tremendous onslaught of stereotyping, tremendous twisting of people's imaginations and minds, so that Arab and Muslim people suffer all kinds of generalizations. And Mohammed, you have been in the forefront, trying to hold the media accountable, trying to call into question some of these depictions in the media. You yourself have been subjected to some very harsh treatment, especially by CanWest Global. I've heard media panels on the CBC where Dr. Al-Masri is being discussed, and you yourself have been subjected to this kind of careless use of language when it comes to the depiction of Muslim and Arab people in the context of the war on terror. When we think about the right wing, the far right in society, and I did put up a newspaper talking about Unite the Right. I don't see why the Progressive Conservative Party need be considered a right-wing party myself. But let's go to the document camera before we take a break here. Here's a gathering in Edmonton. We're in Alberta. Here's a gathering in Edmonton. Looks like a nice gathering of some sort. This is a meeting of the Ku Klux Klan in Edmonton in 1932. The Klan was active during the Crow's Nest Pass miner strike of that year, attacking both the Communist Party involvement of non-English miners. So a lot of the activism of the right wing of the Ku Klux Klan, for instance, in picture sheets, individuals in sheets with pointy wizard's hat, burning crosses, perhaps murdering black people in a vigilante way. Well, the Ku Klux Klan was very, very strong in Alberta, and you can see very middle class, normal looking people, not fanatical looking people. And much of the target of their action was against trade unionism, against the organization of workers. And of course the NDP, which Alexa McDonough represents, comes out of the trade union movement, comes out of the movement to organize workers. And of course there is no disassociating the history of trade unionism from communism, from Karl Marx, from the analysis that he presented in Das Kapital when he was dealing with the Industrial Revolution and the apparent injustices that seemed to be taking place as workers were inducted into this system. So to oppose the predominant system has been a tough going, and I thought this picture was an interesting image to bring into this discussion. With everybody's approval, I propose that we break for 10 minutes, maybe get a glass of water, And thank you so much for staying with us for this long stretch, Mohammed. And we'll see you back in a few minutes. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Say 10 minutes. Oh man, that's so tragic. They haven't really done this before. But that doesn't mean once. Alexa McDonough, we lost her. Oh, is she? Oh. Okay, so Wilma. Okay, so can you give a report of what she's saying?
She might be. I don't know if Melanie was talking to her. I don't know if she's still there or not.
So Wilma came on the chat. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, man. That was, we were just on the verge of such a good discussion there. But it's gone. We've got good discussion anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there, did Wilma come on the, so there's stuff happening?
A little bit.
Yeah. Lucan, and is Wilma staying in? Because that, can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's really interesting.
Yeah. Would you like to ask Dr. Al-Masri a question or ask me a question or?
Not yet. I don't.
Yeah.
Everything seems pretty clear so far.
Yeah. Good. And you're working on Open Veins?
Yeah, I finished reading it already, yeah. So.
Yeah?
Very interesting.
So you got some ideas for the essay, for the book review?
I'm thinking about it. I took lots of notes while reading it, so hopefully I'll get something going soon. Mm-hmm. And it's on the 15th, you're hoping to get like our outlines and some of our research for our reports in for.
No, next week will be the test.
Okay.
And after the reading week, it's not required, but if you would like to run something by me, I
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to do that.
Yeah.
How is the test going to work on my end, or is it going to be faxed to the consortium, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, that sounds like it makes sense. I haven't done this before, so.
Okay.
And then there'll be Lucan in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So Wilma apparently came on the chat, and their system just shut down automatically at 10. So we couldn't have restored it in any case. So it's amazing,
bad.
Eh? We've got all these facilities, but the concept of, you know, we're dealing with space, big amounts of space, so time zones are gonna obviously be a factor.
Yeah, it's too bad that the universities can't work it so they can stay open a little later to continue with the conversations and discussion.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, do you know how to post on UWatch? Because I've been figured out who
like. Oh, yeah?
But I'm dumb, so.
why don't you, just email Spooner. Actually, he's chair at uWatch.ca.
Okay, I'll give him an email.
And I think he's also Spoonerman at magma.ca. Spooner.
Spooner.
I can't hear you. You're not mic'd. What's happening with the motion at Mohammed's end? Notice it's gone into that. No, Mohammed's site, Dr. Al-Masri's site. Just when he was moving it, was that? I need to hear. We need to have a chat. Can't hear you, Mohammed.
I turn it on. There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, but there is no pictures yet, right?
Yeah. No, I'm looking at you now. And
okay, but I don't have a split screen, so I cannot see you.
Just see your PowerPoint slide.
There is one slide taking care of the whole screen. Now we can see. Yeah.
Did you work according to that Israel Venezuela paradigm as a case study, or can you give me a hint of how you're?
Well, I can actually address some related issues. One of them is the election of Hamas, with the one you used for the intro.
Yes.
And the second one is media coverage of Israel versus Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, media coverage of, Islam and Islamic-related issues in Canada in the last 5-6 years. And what did we do about it?
Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll go into the intro. If you can take me to the document camera, Alyssa. I had one of the highlights of the summer, and there were lots of highlights this summer. Spent the summer all in Ontario and Quebec. Traveled around quite a bit. Mohammed invited me to address a conference, a kind of seminar. There were about 200 participants, and it took place in the Jane Finch area, 401 and 400, right in the middle of the highway system in metropolitan Toronto, at the Days Inn. And the event was called Know Your Country, Its History, Politics, Law, and Media. And you can see the way it was framed, Canada, our home. The sponsors were the Canadian Islamic Congress, of which Dr. Al-Masri is president, the World Islamic Call Society, and the Tariq Islamic Center. It took place next door to the Tariq Islamic Center, and I was able in the break a couple of times to go to the mosque and pray with the Ummah. I guess the Ummah is the world community of Muslims, and it was a great privilege. It was a great honor to be part of that. This was the forum, or the different subjects. So I presented on an overview of Canadian history. Then there was a former dean of Osgoode Hall Law School talked about Canada's political system, essentially a civics lesson, and then a subject near and dear to Mohammed's heart, the Canadian media. Dr. Al-Masri pays a great deal of attention to the media and how stories are told. Then we talked the next day. We looked at Canadian law and at Islamic family law. Wahida Valienti, who may speak to us after the break, after the reading week. She was involved in the negotiations with the Ontario government over whether Sharia law would be part of the divorce system, the family law system in Ontario, if the family law system would incorporate Sharia law. So it was interesting hearing about that from people involved. I got to talk with a couple of the cadres. One of the cadres were in the camps in Afghanistan with Osama bin Laden. It was interesting. She was the only one with a burqa with covering her face. Anyway, somebody said something negative about the Taliban. The cadres, you know, one of the brothers was just extradited to the United States. He's facing charges of trying to kill Americans. Anyway, the cadres knew Osama bin Laden. There were these camps. Anyway, it was interesting. Somebody said something negative about the Taliban, and one of the cadres got up and said, well, I was in the camp in Afghanistan with the Taliban, and frankly, I've never been treated with such honor and dignity as a Muslim woman. And, you know, I certainly hadn't heard that perspective, and I had to kind of say, well, you were there. And she spoke with a very perfect Canadian accent. In any case, as I was trying to make this presentation on Canadian history to this particular audience, of course, it was very clear that many of the people there are Canadians, born in Canada, gotten Canadian citizenship at some stage, in the process of getting Canadian citizenship. So as I was lecturing on Canadian history, it really hit me that the telling of Canadian history has to include Muslim and Arabic people, that this is part of our story. And really in Canada, we can look at our own experience here in Canada, and we do have something of a microcosm of what's going on in the planet, because there are people here from all over the world. When Michel Jean became Governor General, I got some ideas about how important immigration is. Canada has the highest rate of immigration of any country in the world right now, as a percentage of our population. The Liberals increased the quota to 300,000 a year. And obviously this is going to be a great challenge for our polity. It's an opportunity, and it's a challenge. And I think in our education systems, we have to be addressing this and thinking about this. The term national globalism occurred to me, that it seems to me we've gone beyond multiculturalism. We're into a new phase, and so we're proud Canadians. We're embracing our sovereign country, but we're also looking to the whole world, national globalism. That was a phrase that came to me. So